This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County jail inmate attacked another prisoner and an officer, then injured himself Wednesday. Police reports say 24-year-old Shane Donovan Wade attacked his cellmate, 37-year-old Oscar H. Royer, and then Officer Robert Beal, who was trying to bring the situation under control. After Wade was subdued and placed in a restraining chair, Royer was taken to the medical center complaining of neck and lower back pain from being hit by Wade. Deputies on the scene said Wade beat his own head against a concrete floor and suffered a cut on his forehead. He was also treated at the White River Medical Center. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said Wade has now been sent to prison. He was in the Independence County Jail awaiting a prison bed. He had been previously convicted of 2 counts of aggravated robbery. Jeffrey said Wade will be facing charges as a result of the incident this Wednesday. Pending charges include second-degree battery and aggravated assault. Former Oklahoma State Senator Olin Branstetter and his wife Paula were killed in a plane crash in Arkansas that also killed Oklahoma State women's basketball coach Kurt Budke and assistant coach Miranda Serna. OSU spokesman Gary Shutt announced the deaths of the Branstetters at a Friday morning news conference. The four died when the plane they were in crashed Thursday in the Winona Wildlife Management Area near Perryville, Arkansas. Shutt said both Branstetters were pilots. It was not known who was piloting the single-engine plane, and Shutt said details of the crash remain unknown. Shutt said Budke and Serna were flying to Little Rock on a recruiting trip when the plane crashed about 45 miles west of Little Rock. Authorities in Van Buren near Fort Smith are searching for a man who jumped from a bridge into the Arkansas River. Detective Jonathan Ware says officers investigating reports of an intoxicated man on the bridge Wednesday found the man, who then jumped into the river and disappeared. Ware says the man's identity is not known. He's described as a white man and in his mid to late 20s. Southern Missouri Bancorp Incorporated, the parent company of Southern Bank, today announced that it has priced its underwritten public offering of 1 million shares of its common stock at a price to the public of $19 per share. That would be for gross proceeds of $19 million. The net proceeds to the company, after discounts and commissions and things, will be $17.3 million. The company expects to use the net proceeds of the offering for general corporate purposes, including the funding of organic loan growth and the purchase of securities by the bank, as well as the pursuit of strategic acquisition opportunities and the payment of dividends. And the city of Batesville has been awarded a $10,400 grant by the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism to conduct a feasibility study for the development of Polk Bow. The feasibility study will address hydrology aspects of the bow, the projected economic impact of the project, and a conclusion as to whether or not the project is suitable for the area and able to support itself financially. The Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce submitted the grant on behalf of the City of Batesville. Mayor Rick Ellenbaugh said the city developed a nature trail and playground on the Polk Bow in 2008. The bow is such a unique feature to have in our own backyard, the mayor said, that we hope the study will prove that additional developments of the bow would provide an economic boost for Batesville and Independence County. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.